Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
Dave Sheriff.
Hi Lee, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to see how you guys are. You know, the local musicians, well, musicians all over the world are suffering with this coronavirus lockdown, and how's it affected you?
Well, not too bad really, because I don't do that many gigs these days, but I probably only do one a week, something like that, so it's not a great hardship for me. My main job is songwriting now, and that's where my main income's from, so I'm just sitting in the studio now writing some more songs. It's a good opportunity to be off the road, you know, just catching up with all the lines I've been writing down over the last 6 months, so, and making songs out of them.
Well, that's great. I mean, obviously a lot of artists that you know and I know are finding it really bad.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of them are going on to Facebook and doing live shows and stuff to try and get a few quid. I noticed that Robert Mazzell over in Ireland, he's gone back on the building site, you know, to earn the money to pay his mortgage and support his kids, which you have to do, of course, when you're self-employed.
Well, that's right, and that could get stopped if, you know, the lockdown gets worse, you know.
Well, yeah, that's right.
It's a strange time and a worrying time, but anyway, the music carries on, and you've been continuing to be having some hot disc hits.
Yeah, I keep on putting them out there, and for anybody who wants to listen to them, you know, I just got to get the stuff out there for people to make their mind up whether they like it or not, you know, so it's that's what we've been doing.
What's the current single?
Current single is Backseat Boogie, which is a song that I wrote many years ago. You may remember doing it on the live show at the NEC that we have with the 2000 line dance.
I saw that Facebook and you were saying you were doing that song on that, and I thought that brings back a memory, and then I saw the hot disc with it on there. So yeah, great. Is it the same version or is it an updated version?
The one that's on the hot disc is the original version that I recorded originally.
They were good times. Back in those
days. They were good times, you know, and we're very lucky to have been part of them, you know. We can look back and, you know, and look at all the things we've done over the years and just be grateful, because the musicians that are coming in on there, especially the younger ones, wouldn't have ever known these times that we've seen in the past, you know, and I feel very privileged, really, to have been part of it, you know.
Well, so do I. I mean, you know, I was probably one of the first to take line dancing into the arenas, not just a club, but an arena. We, you know, we had 2,000 people. Sky News covered it, and Central Television covered it, and you know, it meant something in them days. It was great. How did you find the scene has changed over the years?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. I mean, I just roll with the flow. I mean, I was just doing the country clubs, as you know, before the line dancing came, and when the line dancing came in and I saw these dancers, they couldn't get the music from America. That's when I locked onto that and started writing songs from the dance scripts that they were getting over. They couldn't get the music, and I was writing a different song just to go with the dance. But because I was writing it to the dance script, the dancers found it fitted a lot better than the original a lot of the time, which is why my music, the early songs I did, like The Walk in the Line, Tango with the Sheriff, and of course Red Hot Salsa was the one that took me worldwide, really. I mean, that's still a worldwide dance floor hit even now. I mean, I wrote that back in 97, you know. Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
Take a great bite. You're red hot dancing when you swing your hip and you do the salsa, rock forward and back, and then you do it again. Take your right mind to the right, and then you feel your body bend.
Because the Red Hot Salsa, was that not used in a recent hit movie?
Yeah, well, Trainspotting 2, the Danny Boyle movie, he actually asked me if they could use it because they couldn't get clearance on one of the songs they were trying to use. They auditioned all these club bands in Edinburgh because the film's all about the Edinburgh drug scene. They auditioned all the club social bands that were playing around, and the band that got the gig to play in this bar when they were doing this scene in the Trainspotting 2 film, they needed three songs, and one of them they couldn't get the publishing clearance on it, and he said to the guy in the band, "Have you got anything else? It'll be that get everybody up on the floor straight away." He said, "Well, I've had Red Hot Salsa from your set for 6 years, and it never fails." So he played it to Danny, and that was it. They got in touch with me, I got signed up to do it in the film, which is great for me.
That's excellent. But you also have done some other films, haven't you, recently? Some music?
Yeah, I've just got Waltz of a Lifetime, which is another one of my old songs. It's just been taken in a new film. It's a remake of an old film called The Comeback Trail, 1982 film. But this remake has got quite a good lineup: Robert De Niro and Tommy Lee Jones, Morgan Freeman, Zach Braff, and loads of well known actors in it. And it could be quite a big film. And they've actually gone through post production now. So I guess with the current virus situation, that obviously it's affected things like Cannes and stuff like that. So it's going to be a release later on this year, hopefully.
Yeah, you've got your own in-house studio at home.
Yes, I have, yeah. Although I've done the three albums in Nashville in the past, with Mark Mosley. Yeah. But yeah, the most all my songs start with me in the studio, and then when I went to Mark with a bunch of the better ones, and he brought them to life, so it was great.
Yeah, because that's when the Jordanaires came in and sang with you.
Jordanaires are just a great experience because we had the four original guys in there, and when I did the album with Mark, I think it was in the September, October, and I said, well, I really want I wanted an album with all the guys that I've seen on the album sleeves over the years, like the Pig Robbins and Pete Wade and Buddy Emmons and all the guys. I said, I just want an album where I can use all these guys, I said, I want the Jordanaires to do backup vocals on it. And he said, well, the Jordanaires are actually in Vegas doing the Elvis tribute show at the moment, but we've got the Stamps, you can use the Stamps. And I said, well, with all due respect to the Stamps, I said, a great vocal harmony band, but I really want the Jordanaires, because the Jordanaires for me are the they're the legends, really. So he said, well, you'd have to come back in November. So I did that. I just flew in for one day into Mark's studio, landed in Mark's studio with the Jordanaires, and did the session, and I flew back the next day. But I wouldn't have missed it for the world, and I was fortunate enough to have my video camera with me. I just put it on front of the recording desk, and we got the whole session with the guys on video, Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
I just couldn't find the words to say goodbye. How I wish I had my time to spend all over, to say the day where good old days would be a lie. As I watched my daddy lying on his bed as he was dying, I just couldn't find the words to say goodbye. I was always by his side. He was someone I could confide. He always said a boy should never lie. But when he needed someone there to say how much they care, I just couldn't find the words to say goodbye. I watched that giant of a man drain away like water on the sand. I just couldn't let him see the tears I cried.
Tears I cried.
I guess he knew his time had come, but when he asked to see his son, I just couldn't find the words to say goodbye.
So is there anything left that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
I'm very fortunately really. Now, I've obviously the my greatest ambition is to play at the Grand Ole Opry, which I did. And you know, thanks to Paul, I went over this song, one of Mark's sessions that I wrote about my dad called I Couldn't Find a Word to Say Goodbye, and Paul was available to do duet with me, so I wrote another verse in the song if it is as if it was my dad talking about to me for Paul to do, because that's the sort of thing he was just great at, and he was happy to do it. We did the duet, and then the next time I went to Nashville to do a Rest of Swing album with Mark's, Paul invited me on the Opry, which was just fantastic.
Pick another song. We've obviously already played the new single on the beginning of the interview. So give me another song that you'd like me to play.
Well, I think maybe the song that's just going in the film, The Waltz of a Lifetime, would be good.
Okay, let's do that. Dave Sheriff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. Nice to talk to you. Hi, this is Dave Sheriff, and you're listening to my good friend Lee Williams.
If I could waltz through a lifetime with you, every step would be easy to do. From the first step you make to the last breath we take, I'd be happy just dancing with you. As I waltz through this lifetime with you, all my cares disappear into blue. Every moment in time makes me so glad you're mine. When I waltz through this lifetime with you, times and bad, happy and sad, we can complain of the life that we had. When our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say, I've not wasted this lifetime away. Of the life that we've had, when our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say I've not wasted this lifetime away. When our hair turns to gray, I would look back and say I've not wasted this lifetime away.